أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
سبحانه وتعالى إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank him and bear witness that there is no deity except him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a specific purpose on earth and for a specific mission, for a specific representation. And while we are doing our task, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us with tools and guidance to help us do our task. Among these tools and guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides are the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how much exposure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He is giving us. How much exposure to Himself through these 99 names and reflection of these 99 names in the reality around us. Indeed, we can't see Allah by our own eyes, but we can see Him with our own brains. And that's the level of exposure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. We can see Him through understanding and analysis of His 99 names. The shaitan comes and tells us that why can't we see Allah explicitly, physically, eye to eye? Why can't we see Him? And if you talk to someone about God, someone who denies Allah, you talk to him about Allah, he says, or she says, I am from the show me state. I am from the show me state, meaning that show me. I want to see if there's somebody up there, let him touch my back. And we need to understand the wisdom for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limited his exposure so that we can see him only through our brains using these 99 names that he has provided to us. The first reason for, and the first wisdom for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limited his exposure, for us physically we can't see him. The first reason is that because it is physically impossible to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's physically impossible. The story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah 7, verse 143, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِينِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ. When Musa came to our meetings, he used to have a meetings with our meetings, regular meetings, where he talks to Allah, conversations with Allah. So
he, Allah has blessed him with the two favors. The first favor is being a prophet and messenger. The second favor is being able, the only one who is able to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. So he thought he might ask for the next step. So when he went into one of the regular meetings with Allah, he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Ya Allah, I want to look at you. I want to see you. So Allah wanted to teach him a lesson. So Allah said, you are not going to get what you want. قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي وَلَكِنْ أُنْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ. You're not going to see me, but look at this mountain that you see right there. It's a mountain made of rock. It's a very strong, huge, solid mountain. Allah said, look at this mountain. And I am going to expose myself to this mountain and see, you know, if the mountain is going to take it. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعْقًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, look, انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. Look at the mountain. If the mountain can take it, then you can take it and you will see me. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When Allah exposed himself to the mountain crushed into dust. جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعْقًا. Musa passed out. He fainted. He was so shocked that he passed out. And it's like has been electrocuted by electricity. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ. When he woke up, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, glory be to you, my Lord. Glory be to you. I ask for your forgiveness for making such an ignorant request. And I am a believer. I am the first. I'm the first believer. I'm among the first believers, most believers who believe in you, my Lord. So Allah taught him a lesson. قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُن مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Musa, I have given you favors and advantages that I have chosen you over people. By making you a messenger and by talking to you. Take whatever I have given you and be thankful. Don't ask for more. So that shows us that it is physically impossible to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly. The second reason is that the purpose of life will not be fulfilled if we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly, eye to eye. I'll give you a simplified example. And we always say, لِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, means Allah is way above and beyond these simplified examples. If you are driving your car, and there is a police officer driving right behind you, you are going to remember all the traffic lights that you have been ignoring. And you are going to be very cautious not to make any traffic violation. You come to a stop sign, you slow down and stop and count 1, 2, 3, and then you go. You know, you drive under the allowable, under the speed limit to make sure nothing goes wrong. You lose your freedom of making mistakes, basically, because you can see him in the mirror watching you and following you. Now imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is watching you and you can physically see that the way you can see the police officer following you. The glory and greatness of Allah will be a compelling force that would compel you not to disobey him. And if you lose the ability to disobey Allah, it means that you've lost your free will. You've lost the freedom to choose between what's right and what's wrong. Once you lose this freedom, then the purpose of life is not fulfilled, is not there anymore. Everything about the purpose of life will collapse. For another thing is that would Allah allow you to disobey him when you are seeing him eye to eye physically? Would he allow you to disobey him? And would you be able to assume that you can disobey him? And which is impossible. His greatness and glory will not let you disobey him when you can see him eye to eye. But let's say for the purpose of the discussion that you can see him and disobey him. Would he let you? Would he allow you to disobey him when you can see him eye to eye? Right now we have the benefit of not seeing Allah physically. And this benefit allows us tolerance, a level of tolerance and freedom. And for this, using this level of tolerance and freedom, we have a choice to do between right or wrong. And this way, if Allah is not obstructing himself from us, then we will lose that wrong side. We will not be able to do the wrong. And then, if Allah will force us not to do wrong, then we don't have the free choice that Allah wanted us to have. So that is the second reason for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limits his exposure. You might say, well, okay, we agree. We can't see Allah physically. But why can't we see miracles? Why can't we just go every weekend, get our family and go somewhere and see the miracle of this week? And every weekend we get to see a miracle that will bring us closer and closer to Allah. Why can't we see miracles? Which is not physically impossible, like looking and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the answer is that this is a liability. Seeing the miracle is a liability, not an asset. We claim that when we see miracles, our faith will increase. What if not? What if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after seeing the physical miracle eye to eye? Would we enjoy the same level of tolerance and patience that Allah is giving us now? Would we enjoy the benefit of not seeing miracles where Allah gives us a room of tolerance? When we see a miracle, we are held accountable to a high level of expectations, to a high level of standards that Allah will judge us. Because when Allah gives you an advantage, He gives you accountability with the advantage. He gives you advantages and blessings. He gives you accountabilities and responsibilities towards this advantage and blessings. So when Allah gives you a miracle, you're held accountable to a higher level and high standards because you have seen a miracle. You're not going to be treated equal to a person who never saw a miracle in his life. So seeing a miracle is a liability. So before you ask to see a miracle, be careful what are you asking for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us exactly what we need to do our mission. Any more or any less is not good. Any more is going to be a liability against us. Any less is going to be very difficult to do our task on earth. So He has given us exactly what we need. The problem is not lack of messengers, shortage in messengers. The problem is not shortage of Quran, that we needed 40 juz instead of 30 juz, and or we needed two Qurans instead of one. And the problem is not lack of miracles, because that we need to see a miracle every weekend. The problem is lack of interest, that we are submissive to our temptations, overtaken by our temptations, have weak will. That's the problem. Is lack of interest. That is the problem. Not lack of Quran or lack of messengers or lack of exposure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that in the Quran. In Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, Ayah 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. The only reason, Allah is saying, the only reason I am not sending the miracles down is because the people before you have denied it. We have, and then Allah gives the example in the ayah, example of the people of Thamud. He said, I have given Thamud the she camel that they can see it with their own eyes. And they denied it. And what happened? Once you see a miracle, you deny it, you get destroyed. Seeing a miracle sometimes is a punishment. In this particular situation, it was a big punishment. For Allah has said, إِنَّا مُرْسِلُ النَّاقَةِ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاصْطَبِرْ. I am sending the she-camel to them as a punishment. As a miracle is a punishment. فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاصْطَبِرْ. Watch and be patient. Watch and be patient. And tell them, وَنَبِّئْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلُّ شِرْبٍ مُحْتَضَرٍ. Tell them that the water has to be divided between them and you, between the she-camel and between you. You don't drink her share, and you don't slaughter her. Leave her alone, and she will give you the milk all day long, unlimited amount of milk, as Allah, they requested, and Allah has fulfilled. So then the worst one among them, فَنَادَوْ صَاحِبَهُمْ فَطَعَاطَ فَعَقَبْ. The worst one among them got drunk so that his feelings are numb, so he's not scared of this huge she-camel. He got drunk, فَطَعَاطَ فَعَقَبْ, and then he killed the she-camel. The destruction came right after that. right after that, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. Once you see the miracle, you're held accountable to less tolerance. The two names of Halim al-Sabur, the two names of Allah, the most patient, the most tolerant, will apply no more to you. You'll have much less room of tolerance after you see a miracle. Look what happened to the people of Al-Ma'idah, the table, the people of the table at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah 5, verse 112. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. O you Jesus, the son of Mary, the disciples told him, O you Jesus, the son of Mary, can your Lord descend to us, send down to us from heaven a dining table? The immediate response was, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear Allah, if you are believers, fear Allah. You don't know what you're asking for. Once you see it, and once you commit, after you see it, if you commit any action that shows denial to the greatness of Allah, denial to the glory of Allah, then you're going to get punished. You be careful, what are you asking for? So they didn't listen to the warning, and they said, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَنْ نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَنْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. We want to eat from it, and we feel comfortable with faith when we see the miracle going down. And we know that you have said the truth, you didn't fabricate anything, and we become witnesses over it. Tell others, and we witness it ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, the rules are, قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, I am descending it to you, but once it is down, if any one of you commits an act of that shows denial of my greatness, then he or she will get a punishment nobody else in this whole entire earth will get. The worst ever punishment, which is the lowest level in the hellfire. Now, Mufassirin said different things. And the strong opinion is that Allah sent it down to them every day and told them not to store. And what they happened, they stored. They stored. They disobeyed Allah. Allah said, trust me, I'll send it every day. Don't store. Eat. It's like the buffet. Eat all what you can eat. Don't take anything. Allah is going to send you another one. And I can imagine the shaitan telling them, talking to them out of this by saying, oh, we're not worried about you. We're worried about the bad guys. They are going to do something goofy and Allah will stop descending the dining table. I can imagine the shaitan having so many ways of talking them into this, telling them, remember when the bad guys did something wrong and you didn't get the rain, or something like that. Anyway, the shaitan talked them into disobeying Allah, and then because of that, they got to the lowest level of hell, the bottom of hellfire, the punishment that nobody else is going to get. There are two other opinions mentioned. One opinion that they said, no, we don't want it. Two other narrations. And the second narration was that it was sent once. But the strong narration is that it was sent every day because they say Eidan, so it means it's coming back. Look what happened when the children of Israel, when they asked it to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly. They were struck with a thunder strike. They have seen 9 miracles. According to the Surah Al-Isra, at the end, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيْنَاتٍ. Allah has given Musa 9 miracles. And they asked to see Allah explicitly, so they got a thunder strike. Because they have seen 9 miracles, so they are held accountable to a higher standard. Look what happened to the believers when they disobeyed Prophet Muhammad, and they were about to fight among each other, the companions of Prophet Muhammad. They were tricked by one of the Jewish people to fight against one another. And they were about to fight. And the Prophet Muhammad came and he was reciting the verses. The key word here is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُهُ. How could you commit an act of denial of the greatness of Allah when I am among you and you're hearing the words of Allah fresh, not frozen, you might think that we're hearing the words of Allah 1400 years. You might say we are hearing the words of Allah frozen. You might argue and say that. But they are hearing the words of Allah fresh from the mouth of the Prophet. Then they are held accountable. What if you say, why am I not one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Take what Allah has given you and be thankful. You don't know what would have happened to you if you were one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad. Would you be able to defeat tribalism? Would you be able to stand up for the truth? Or would you be one of the misguided ones? So whatever Allah has given you, Allah for His wisdom and mercy did not expose you to the Prophet Muhammad directly. He exposed you indirectly. So you get room of tolerance. You get the benefit of not being able to live with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explicitly. You are only hearing about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, a fourth wisdom for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not sending miracles is that the true reason for people asking for miracles, for the bad guys asking for miracles, they are not asking for miracles to believe. No, they are asking for miracles because they are so arrogant. They are so arrogant. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about in Surah Al-Zukhruf, which is Surah 43, the verses from 46 to 56. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent Musa with our sign to the Pharaoh and to the people. We have sent Musa with our signs to the Pharaoh and his people, our signs, miracles, 9 miracles. And he said, I am the prophet of Allah, showing them the miracles. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا, when he showed them the miracles, إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ, ha ha, they mocked him and made fun of him. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا, we, each miracle we show is more great and impressive than the miracle before, increasing the level of, you know, increasing the level, the miraculous level, the intensity of the miracle is increasing. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and we punished them. With these miracles, we punished them, the blood, the frogs, the lice, all these punishments, so that they may reconsider and repent. وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ, when they were punished with these miracles, they beg of Musa, they say, يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ, O you the male witch, O you the magician, the sorcerer, إِدْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ إِنَّا لَمُهْتَدُونَ, pray for your Lord to relieve us from this punishment, and we promise you, we're going to be following guidance and giving you the children of Israel to go with you. And فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ, as soon as Allah relieves the punishment, they go back to become worse, even worse than before. Worse, why? Because they have seen a miracle, and then they still denying, so they're becoming worse than before, because seeing a miracle is a liability, and they are held accountable to this miracle. And not only that, but look what the Pharaoh says. Look how ridiculous he is. وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفْلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Hey, he gathered his people and he said, oh, you my people, don't I own Egypt? And those are the rivers flowing under my feet. The rivers flowing under my feet. Don't you see? أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ. Am I not better than this one Musa who is low, who is not having power? He has no power, and he, لَا يَكَادُ يُبِينَ, he's barely able to speak, because Prophet Musa had a burn in his tongue that in this, that made him unable to speak clearly. And then, look how ridiculous is he is saying, فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ إِسْوَرَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْرِنِينَ. Shouldn't he bring us gold, okay, a lot of gold, or the angels should come with him, goes up to heaven and bring the angels with him? Well, he just showed you 9 miracles. And after you see him, you deny it. And then you're asking for more miracles. So what's the difference between these miracles and the miracles before? But the truth is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said
in Surah Yunus,
verse 78, the truth is the reason for which they didn't believe in him, even if he would bring them the angels like they asked it for.
قالوا أجئتنا لتأفكنا عما وجدنا عليه آباءنا وتكون لكم الكبرياء في الأرض وما نحن لكم بمؤمنين.
You came to deceive us away from the ways we have found our forefathers so that you seize power.
وتكون لكم الكبرياء في الأرض. Seize power? This is the key word. That's why they disbelieved in him.
And you seize power and you rule over us. You become the king, we become the slaves. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ We're not going to believe in you. This is not going to happen.
And look how ridiculous and childish are the kuffar of Quraysh asking Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, verse 90.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَفْجُرَ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ يَنْبُوعًا
Look at how ridiculous they are.
We're not going to believe in you until you gush a spring to us from the ground, from the desert.
أَوْ تَكُونَ لَكَ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعِنَبٍ
Or you bring us a garden of grape, a garden of palm trees and grapes.
فَتُفَجِّرُ الْأَنْهَارَ خِلَالَهَا تَفْجِيرًا
And you gush among these gardens rivers.
أَوْ تُسْقِطَ السَّمَاءَ كَمَا زَعَمْتَ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا
Or you let the sky break into pieces and rain us with these pieces.
أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلة
Or you go up and bring the angels and Allah with you
أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف
Or you have a highly decorated house
أو تبقى في السماء Or you fly in heaven like Superman
Or you fly in heaven
Is that it? No
ولن نؤمن لرقيك We will not believe that you actually flew into heaven
حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه
Until you send down to us a book that we read, a letter that we read, and you throw it on us from heaven. Then we will believe in you. And I think, oh, I swear by Allah from what I have seen in the Quran, that even if he did that, they will not believe in him.
The response of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say,
Subhan Rabbi, hal kuntu illa basharan rasula?
Come on, guys. I didn't tell you that I'm other than human. I am a human.
Do you expect these things from a human?
No, you don't expect these things from a human.
If I've told you that I'm not a human, then yeah, you can ask me about this. But I told you I'm a human.
Bashar al-Rasul, I am a human.
Why do you ask me for things that humans can't bring?
قلت سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا
And look also how ridiculous and arrogant the bad guys, the kuffar in Surah Al-Furqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them that...
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا
The people who denied that they are going to meet us, they are focusing on round number one, which is this life, and they completely ignoring round number two, which is the year after.
لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ
We want a special invitation coming from the Lord of heavens and earth on the hands of the Malaika.
Very arrogant. It's like somebody, one of our brothers, making a general invitation to everyone.
Everyone should come, should go, because it's an open invitation, okay?
One arrogant person say, no.
It's not good enough for me to have an open invitation. I have to get a special invitation. That brother has to come to my house and give me a special invitation so that I go. But I go like this in an open invitation, no.
So that's what they are saying.
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا
لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا
Should actually, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, but يُرِيدُ كُلُّ مِّئِمْ مِّنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْتَى صُحَفًا مُنَشَّرًا
Every one of them, in Surah Al-Muddathir, Surah 74, Ayah 52, Allah is saying every one of them wants to get صُحَفًا مُنَشَّرًا
A letter from the Lord of heavens and earth. And the letter says, from the Lord of heavens and earth, Allah, to Mr. So-and-so, please believe in my prophet. Please believe into me and believe in my prophet. That's what they are looking for. This is how arrogant they are. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا
لَقَدِ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا
They said, shouldn't Allah and shouldn't we see Allah? Shouldn't we see the angels coming to us? Shouldn't we see that?
Allah's reply is, they are thinking very, very highly of themselves. while they are not. They don't deserve that. They are thinking very, very highly. They are so arrogant, thinking very highly of themselves. And they have putting themselves in a level much higher than what their level. And they don't deserve that level. They don't belong to such a high level that they are putting themselves into. And then Allah further says, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. Allah says basically, aren't they asking to see the angels? Okay, I am telling you that their wish is going to come true. There will be a day where they get to see the angels. But you know what? On this day, when they get to see the angels, it's not going to be good news for them. It's not going to be a good day. They want to see the angels? Sure, they will. But, like they requested, it's not going to be a good day for them. And they are going to ask for a barrier, Hijra Mahjura, to protect them from the horrors of this day. So, in conclusion, whatever exposure Allah has given us is enough. The problem is not lack of Qur'ans, or lack of messengers, or lack of prophets, or lack of miracles. The problems are lack of interest, and lack of obedience and submission to Allah. Claiming that we will believe more by seeing miracles is a false claim. Seeing miracles is a liability, not an asset. We would be held accountable to a higher level to a higher level of performance to that we might not be able to rise up to, and then we will get a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for seeing a miracle and then committing an act that shows denial of His greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who ask for these miracles, they ask for childish miracles, and they ask for it because of their arrogance. When they get the miracle, they deny it, and they ask for more miracles. Non-stop asking for miracles, and every time they get a miracle, when you're a ayatan, يُعْرِضُ وَيَقُولُ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَقِرٌ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌ. That when they see a miracle, they turn their back and say, this is nothing but a witch business. And that's all always the case. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمة للحق والدين انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين. اللهم عليك بمن عاد الإسلام وحارب المسلمين. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المسلمين المضطهدين في كل أرض مسلمة. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم. اللهم إن الأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم. فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اشف مرضاهم وادفع عن أحيائهم وفك أسر سجنائهم وتقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء في جنات النعيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا نزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا ويوم يعض الكافر على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقالوا لن نؤمن لك حتى تفجر لنا من الأرض ينبوعا أو تكون لك جنة من نخيل وعنب فتفجر الأنهار خلالها تفجيرا أو تسقط السماء كما زعمت علينا كسفا أو تأتي بالله والملائكة قبيلا أو يكون لك بيت من زخرف أو ترقى في السماء ولن نؤمن لرقيك حتى تنزل علينا كتابا نقرأه قل سبحان ربي هل كنت إلا بشرا رسولا الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamualaikum. Just a quick few announcements. We'll have our monthly community night this Sunday. Inshallah, program will start at 6 o'clock and the dinner will be served for everyone, inshallah, after the Maghrib. Inshallah. And also, we have a youth activity tomorrow, start at 11 o'clock, 11 to 1 actually. So, you know, if you have young children, please, you know, bring them in and we'll have some fun, inshallah. Assalamualaikum. Thank you.